John McAllister, the Independent Unionist MLA, with us this morning. Good morning to you, John.
Morning, Stephen.
What are your views here?
Well, first of all, you know, to wish Grace Wells a continued recovery. I mean, it's obviously been a very difficult time and then personal basis for their family. My view on this is that actually, when you look at, was Jim Wells' remarks wrong and offensive, or did I disagree wholeheartedly with them? Absolutely. Did we end up with the right outcome? And it's probably a sign that Northern Ireland has actually matured slightly. I've been listening to your debate, and that's one of the things that we have actually matured slightly. My concern about all of this was that would we look so different from the rest of the UK? These comments would not have been acceptable in other parts of the UK for a minister. We all have the right of free speech, which I totally, totally support. But we have to exercise that right with a level of responsibility. And the higher up the level you go, whether as an MLA, as a minister, as a broadcaster like you are, you have to exercise that with increasing responsibility. You cannot just come out and make these rash statements.
Yeah, but he said it was clearly a mistake. He apologised.
He did, and then 2 days later, he gets into some sort of altercation on a doorstep in Rathdrylland. I mean, that to go. One,
but was all this stuff about police investigations not ridiculous?
I don't accept it. I don't think. I mean, going and having a row with someone, I think, a touch over the top of the police of many other duties to perform. This, have we got the right outcome on this? That a minister has said something, apologised, then repeated, got into a row and questioned somebody's lifestyle in their own home or on their front doorstep. I think that's where you completely cross the line. When you're out canvassing, you're going onto people's doors uninvited. You're going, if people tell you to leave, or you're not there to lecture them and berate them about their lifestyle.
Do you support gay marriage?
Yes.
Have you always?
I haven't always, like many others.
Because I tend to remind you, I hope my memory serves me right, that when you were sitting in here with Basil McRae a couple of years ago.
No, it was 3 years ago when I was standing for the leadership of the UU.
And I asked you, did you support gay marriage? I think you said no.
No, it was the year earlier than that. I said what I said at that time, and like many politicians, I have listened to the argument, listened to the debate, and moved on the issue and said, is there a harmful effect? Is this something that we should and promote that equality? And yes, fully accept that my views have progressed in the past 3-4 years.
Okay. Absolutely. John McAllister, thank you very much indeed.